For the Scott City boys on Thursday, it was getting back to their basics and what they do best, and they would do that, working it inside and out, hitting 8 of the first 9 shots, including 5 threes in that first quarter where they were 5-6, and they really took advantage of their opportunities there in a 65-47 win over the Kingman Eagles. Kingman playing a little shorthanded, but the Beavers really did a good job of focusing in and taking care of business early on, and they would lead 28-12 after the first quarter and by 20 at the break at 39-19 and lead by as many as 30 in that second half at 52-22 and 54-24. Kingman would make a late run in the final minutes of the game. The game was definitely in doubt. It'd be a final of 65-47. So the Beavers really did a good job and were able to rest their starters and main players here a lot today. Just the sheer fact that they had a blowout victory, and it'll be big for the next 2 days to keep their legs there, because it's not going to get any easier from here on out for the Beavers here. They want to try to get to the championship on Saturday. First ahead of them is the defending 4A state champion in the Hugoton Eagles, who cruised to a 20-point victory over Hutch Trinity earlier in the game or in the tournament here today. But Scott City will face Hugoton 3 times in the next 4 weeks here, and that includes here coming up on Friday. So a big game for Scott City, where they were led in scoring here today by Jackson Rumford with 19 points. Sage Steckline would have a double-double with 17 points and 10 rebounds as the Beavers shot 46%. They owned the glass 34-26, but what was impressive, they had 19 assists on 25 field goals. But the Beavers are 1-0 in this tournament again. They're in the semifinals and guaranteed to play in the Gleason Center in Sterling for 3 consecutive ball games. Kingman would be led by their senior Chase Webster, who had a game-high 20 points.